Scotland Street School. Last Thursday on the 3rd of March, P6A and P6B went on a school trip. We went to the Scotland Street School to get tots like the Victorians did. The reason why we went was because it was our topic. When we first went into class, we got our books out before leaving. Then we did the register. The teacher called out whose groups we were in. We picked our partners and I picked Caitlin and Alicia. We waited for the bus. When the bus arrived, we got into a line and walked through the office and onto the bus. To get there, it was about 45 minutes. When we got there, we got out of the bus and into our groups. My group leader was my teacher, Miss Schoenhofen. In my group, there was Darren, Ross, Robbie and me. When we went in, we went to a cloakroom that looks like a jail to hang our bags up and jackets. Then the both classes split up. My class went upstairs and the other class went downstairs. My class went to the cookery room first and we got booklets and we answered questions. We had to look around the cookery room and it was nothing like nowadays. Then we went to a different room that had information in it. It had scales in it and a thing that measured what height you were. There was a little room in it that had adverts in it. Then we went to a different room. The room was a Charles Rennie Mackintosh room. Charles Rennie Mackintosh designed Scotland Street School. The next room we went to was the Toys Museum. There was modern toys and Victorian toys and games. Then group by group went to the gift shop. I bought a see-through bouncy ball, blue sharpener, fizzy dummies, fizzy cola bottles and a galaxy cookie crumble. After all the groups had been to the gift shop, we went to get our lunch. We went to the cookery room to eat our lunch. When we finished our lunch, we went to the changing room and the girls got a white dirty dress on and the boys got grey and black waistcoat on. We went to a classroom and our teacher was called Mr. Valentine and his birthday was the 14th of February. Before we sat down, we had to say a prayer. When we sat down, we done a maths test. If you got an answer wrong, you had to stand up. I got shouted at because I was talking and I was really scared. We learned a poem. Andrew in P6B got the belt, but he never actually hit him. Mr. Valentine hit the table and lots of dust came out from the belt. When the class was finished, we went back to the changing room and got our normal clothes back on. Then we got our stuff and went back on the bus and went back to school. I really enjoyed my school trip. I think it was the best school trip I have ever been on. The bad point was when I got shouted at because I was really scared in case I got the belt.